Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, January 27th. I'm Mark Daniels. Super Week is here at last. The two super teams, the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, arrived in the Big Apple on Sunday. Denver, the first team to touch down. Head coach John Fox says it's been quite a journey.
This team's been through a lot of injuries. I even went away for a month. So it's been a pretty tough mindset football team, and we're excited about this opportunity.
Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll wants to keep it on an even keel this week.
It seems like from the input that we've received that we're on track with what we're trying to do and the expectations of how we'll get through the week and how it will all work out for us. So we feel very comfortable with it. I'm not really feeling like we have to change a whole lot. I think our system is pretty intact, and we're going to try to make sure we maintain that throughout the week.
Carroll's quarterback, Russell Wilson, the ex-Badger, relishing stepping onto the big stage.
Our goal is to go 1-0 every single week, and that's been our focus. And so things haven't changed. When we had that championship mindset all offseason, all during the season, all training camp, and now we're here. And I believe that we're supposed to be here, and we're excited about the moment.
Yeah, but it's the Broncos who are 2.5-point favorites with the sentimental choice. Peyton Manning at age 37, quarterbacking the AFC champs. Could he be ready to ride into the sunset with a title?
I know there's a number of players that have walked away as champions, and I'm sure that's a great feeling for those people. John Elway, Ray Lewis did it last year. Michael Strahan.
Media day will be Tuesday at MetLife Stadium in New York. Pro Bowl held in Honolulu. Team Jerry Rice beat Team Deion Sanders 22-21. Game with some unusual uniforms and some tricked up rules. DeMarco Murray's 20-yard touchdown catch and Mike Tolbert's 2-point conversion with 41 seconds left provided the final margin of victory. Justin Tucker missing a 67-yard field goal at the gun. Eddie Lacy of the Packers made an appearance, 7 carries, 14 yards, also caught a pass for 9 yards. The Miami Dolphins have hired Dennis Hickey as their new general manager, spent 18 years with the personnel department with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Busy weekend in college basketball on Sunday at the Rest Center before over 5,500 fans. The Green Bay Phoenix made it 12 straight wins. Beat Detroit 62-52, game in which they shot just 28% from the floor, but hit 34 of 41 free throws in the victory. Kiefer Sykes had 22 points to lead the way. Head coach Brian Wardle said it was important to win a grinder like that.
Been able to win different ways, different styles of play. And this does, I like having these wins because I can make a point to our guys that offense will always come and go. The ball's not going to go in every single game. You'd like to at home, but it didn't today. But you got to get back there, make them shoot tough shots and make tough shots, and then rebound that basketball. Very proud of our team.
Green Bay now 17-3, 7-0 in the Horizon League, but they did lose 7-1 center Alec Brown to a shoulder injury with about 5 minutes remaining. His status for Wednesday's game at Valparaiso still uncertain. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a 3-game slide. 8th-ranked Wisconsin on Saturday beat Purdue 72-58. 5th-ranked Villanova knocked off Marquette 94-85 in overtime Saturday, despite 29 from Devontae Gardner. The 11th-ranked St. Norbert Green Knights in Division III beat Carroll 84-62 for their 13th consecutive victory. They remain perfect in the Midwest Conference. Lakeland improves to 10-3 in the NAC by beating Rockford 91-78. Justin Ward with 26 points. Women's college basketball. On Saturday, the Green Bay Phoenix beat Wright State 69-67. Kaylee Lucan at 23. Bree Rana Ranger added 18 points. Head coach Kevin Borseth said we really needed that.
It's a big win. I'll tell you what, they could put points on the board, obviously, with their numbers that they put up on a weekly basis. Yeah, it was a big win, obviously. Our kids had to play hard with a lot of energy, hit some shots.
Remain out 10-7 overall, 3-2 in the Horizon League. St. Norbert women will have to share first place in the Midwest Conference. They were knocked off by Cornell 54-46, both those teams 9-2 in the MWC. Lakeland women got 27 from Leah Eisner Saturday. They beat Rockford 89-77 to improve to 8-10 on the season. In ranked action on Sunday, back to the boys. Number 1 Arizona beat Utah 65-56. 12th ranked Massachusetts over Fordham 90-52. Number 16 Cincinnati just gets by Temple 80-76. Number 22 Memphis over South Florida 80-58. In the NBA, Saturday night, Milwaukee Bucks dropped another one to the Atlanta Hawks 112-87. Brandon Knight had 27 points, but the Bucks have lost 11 out of 12. They are 8-35 on the season. Even head coach Larry Drew admits the effort just isn't there.
With me included, we're paid to play hard. I'm paid to coach this team the best of my ability, and get these guys ready to play. You know, and I don't want to. You know, this is not a time to make up excuses.
Bucks are back at it, hosting the Los Angeles Clippers at the Bradley Center on Monday night. Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs 113-101. Chris Bosh with 24. Carmelo Anthony coming off a 62-point night Friday, scores 35 as the Knicks beat the Lakers 110-103. Phoenix over Cleveland 99-90. It was New Orleans 100, Orlando 92. The Brooklyn Nets went on the road and beat the Boston Celtics 85-79. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, both back in Boston, both only scored 6 points. But Pierce admits it was an emotional day.
I was telling Kevin, I was telling everybody, you know, this is the toughest game I ever had to play.
Right.
Tougher than any championship game, any game seven.
Right.
This game was just so hard to really just focus and really concentrate on what was at hand.
Dallas beat Detroit 116-106. It was Denver 125, Sacramento 117. Steph Curry scored 38 as Golden State beat Portland 103-88. On the ice, New York Rangers beat the New Jersey Devils 7-3. They skated outside at Yankee Stadium. An unforgettable day, says the Rangers' Derek Steppen.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really cool experience that, you know, you'll be able to tell people that you've gotten to do, and it's something that I won't forget.
Florida Panthers got by the Detroit Red Wings 5-4 in a shootout. Winnipeg a 3-1 win over Chicago. Edmonton beat Nashville 5-1. Vancouver in overtime beat Phoenix 5-4. Kevin Bieksa with the game-winning goal. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers split a pair with Ohio State in Big Ten action. Second-ranked St. Norbert in Division III shut out Milwaukee School of Engineering twice, 3-0 and 2-0. Green Bay Gamblers defeated Team USA in overtime on Saturday night 2-1 on Connor Hurley's goal. Over 7,500 fans in attendance, and when the Gamblers scored their first goal of the game in the second period, 6,700 teddy bears rained down on the ice. High school hockey, number one ranked Notre Dame defeated Verona and Eau Claire Memorial, two top five teams in the Titletown shootout at the Rush Center Friday and Saturday, and on Sunday beat Stevens Point 2-1 in overtime on Jack Weed's game-winning goal to get to 20-0 on the season. In baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers held their on-deck celebration in Milwaukee over the weekend. And on Sunday, owner Mark Adonasio made it official, announced the signing of free agent right-handed pitcher Matt Garza to a 4-year, $50 million contract.
It's still kind of sinking in, honestly, for me. I wouldn't let myself get excited till we knew it was happening. So we're seeing some of the excitement now, real time.
Garza can make another $4 million in incentives. He has a vesting option year in 2018. Ryan Braun also attending the on-deck celebration, visited with fans and met with reporters, again apologized over his brush with performance-enhancing drugs and his lengthy suspension, but he's anxious to move forward.
I made a huge mistake. I've paid a great price for that mistake, and the opportunities I've had to speak with fans, reach out to season ticket holders, reach out to suite holders, and interact with people, I've just let them know that basically I made a mistake. You know, I deeply regret it. I wish I could change it. I recognize I don't have an opportunity to do that, so all I can do is focus on the present, focus on the future, look forward to this year, go out there and do the things that I've done in the past, hopefully be one of the best players in the game, and show them that I've learned from my mistake. That I've grown from it, that I've learned from it, and that hopefully I've become a better person because of it.
Spring training right around the corner for the Brewers. Australian Open Tennis Championships, the first Grand Slam event of the year. Li Na of China wins the Women's Singles Championship, and Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland upsets Rafael Nadal for the Men's Singles Championship. In golf, Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, Scott Stallings birdies the 18th hole for his third career victory. He beat five other golfers by a stroke, and Jessica Korda birdied 18 to beat Stacey Lewis by one to win the LPGA season opening Bahamas Classic. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.